From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Carter Barrett with this news. The design and density of a high-rise apartment building proposed in downtown Juneau drew a lot of public concern at Monday's Juneau Assembly meeting. The Juneau Assembly voted in November to authorize the sale of the city's North Franken Street parking lot to Seattle-based Eagle Rock Ventures, LLC, for $530,000. The developer proposed turning the 23 parking lots into an affordable housing complex. But the pre-application submitted this spring alarmed some community members. Andrew Heiss was one who criticized the sketches.
The most recent design shows 130 single-occupant residences with shared kitchens on each floor, basically a high-density boarding house right in the core downtown business district.
He called the city manager not to close the sale, which the original agreement envisioned would be completed by the end of this month. City manager Rory Watt told the assembly that the sketch is only a rough concept and not a formal application, and he said the developer wants more time.
The developer has no interest in executing the sale, but what they are interested in is extending that date for a period of 9 months, and the purchase and sale agreement provides for that extension, and I think that's in everybody's best interests.
The original purchase has been controversial over the development's lack of parking. The developers say the developers would pay a fee in lieu of parking, but critics said it would be inadequate to offset the impacts to the neighborhood. A slim majority of Juneau Assembly voted Monday to join other U.S. cities in endorsing the Paris Agreement to combat climate change. Dick Farnell was one of five citizens who spoke up to implore Juneau's elected officials to back the global movement to reduce carbon emissions as envisioned by the U.N. Accord.
How many countries signed the Paris Climate Accord in 2015? I lost track when I tried to add them up, so I just have to remember that there's only two countries who did not sign. Nicaragua, who thought it was not stringent enough, and Syria, who happens to be distracted with other issues.
That led Assemblywoman Mary Gladkowski to make a motion that Juneau pledged to create clean energy economy and adapt and honor the Paris Agreement to reduce carbon emissions. Five assembly members, Gladyshevsky, Jesse Keel, Lauren Jones, Norton Gregory, and Beth Weldon, voted in support of the Paris Climate Pact. Mayor Kelschk, Debbie White, and Mary Becker opposed it. Deputy Mayor Jerry Neckervis was on a scratchy phone connection and did not respond to the roll call to vote. The assembly's action was largely symbolic. Still, the mayor indicated later in the meeting he would try to bring the motion back next month for reconsideration. In the meantime, Juneau joins more than 300 cities or mayors, including Anchorage, to pledge support to the Paris Pact after President Donald Trump announced the U.S. would pull out. On Monday, U.S. conference mayors passed resolutions urging the White House to rejoin the Paris Climate Act.